okay, we're going to roll up our sleeves and get going here on phone calls and emails. So get ready for a lot of information. We're going to be joined right now by Stuart, who has a question for us. Stuart, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Tell us about this mold and mildew issue. Boy, it just seems to plague everybody these days. How is it affecting you and your home?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm seeing is that mildew growth on the ceiling right around all of the false vents in the bathroom, and also strangely along the drywall that's adjacent to the attic access in a hallway. And this has been going on for several years. I've never wiped off any of the mildew around the exhaust vents, but I have that area by that attic access cleaned it off with Clorox water blend, and it just keeps coming back. On the top side in the attic, I've checked there. There's no water leak. There's no plumbing supply that's going across that area. So I just cannot figure out what is causing that.
Yeah, it is. It can be very confusing. You know, in one of my secondary bathrooms that I don't go in very much since my girls have all moved out, but I went in the other day and it just had a tremendous amount of mold and mildew all around that particular air conditioner register. And so, you know, I thought, okay, well, why is this a humidity a problem and so forth? And I went up in the attic and could see just a little bit of the insulation was torn, probably, you know, putting Christmas decorations up there and back. That was all it took in order to create that condensation to just drip a little at a time, soaking in around there, and it just was terrible. Now, we were able to clean it off, as you have, and so far, so good, because we completely recoated that, used a duct mastic to solve all of that. But, Joe, in a situation like this one, what do you think around that attic stairs? You think this is a similar issue with basically some kind of condensation taking place?
Yeah, well, Stuart, obviously, if you have mold and mildew, it's from moisture. And what people might not realize is that heated air has, you know, in winter, people typically have the heat on, even, you know, down south, and it contains moisture. And that moisture, if it gets up into the attic or through these vents, because, of course, the vents are open and to let air in and out for mechanical reasons, for air conditioning and heating, or in the case of the attic staircase, it's probably not sealed that well. But basically what you have to do is block that. First, go out and get Danny's favorite tool, an hygrometer, and check the humidity in and around there. Should really be 30 to 50%, you know, no more than that. And if it's higher, then you got to reduce it and seal. As Danny said, if the insulation's torn, if there's any gaps around there, and there almost always are gaps around registers and vents and attic staircases cut into ceilings, you have to just caulk them. You know, you can do it on the top side with foam, expanding foam sealant, on the underside with some clear or white caulk to match the ceiling. But that's what you have to do. You have to just stop any air from inside the house leaking up in there, because that's what's causing the moisture. And if you don't have a attic staircase cover, by the way, Stuart, thanks for sending these photographs, because it'd be hard to understand your problem without seeing these, but the attic staircase that comes down, if you don't have a cover over it, consider getting one. You can make one or you can buy one. They sell them at Home Depot. There's one that I've used that works really well. It's called a Batik staircase cover. It's like the word attic with a B in front of it. I'm not sure what that's supposed to stand for, but anyway, the point is, if you put that on top, it'll help insulate it from above and maybe stop that warm, moist air from going up into that space.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen those covers. I don't know exactly what you're referring to.
Oh,
okay.
Good.
I'll try these recommendations and see if that resolves the issue.
Well, let us know if it works.
Yeah, certainly hope that it does, because that's an aggravating thing that probably one of those things that nobody sees but you, but every time you walk by there, you're going to be looking at it.
Yeah, absolutely. It stands out to me.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us today, and hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much.